That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hey, can you come pick me up?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I just need a ride.
Ride.
Oh my god.
It's so fun. I just want to have fun.
Start your engine.
I'm Benito Skinner.
I'm Mary Beth Barone.
And this
is
Ride.
Are you ready? Ready for
a rim job?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I almost said welcome back to Obsessed. Bleep it.
Whoa.
I'm living in the past, sister. Well, and that actually makes a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. Yeah.
That's why.
So welcome to week two of Ride Heritage Month. So we kicked off Ride Heritage Month last week. Next week, we have an incredible episode for you.
There were parades. Oh my God. There was a parade in Chicago.
Oh my God, a parade in Chicago. There was a fire at the parade, but everyone's safe. There was no casualties or anything.
Exactly.
And then our season finale, of course, which will be coming out at the end of this month on March 27th. And then we're going to go on a little bit of a break.
Uh-oh.
And breaks are good.
We got to warn them now.
I know. I want to ease them into this idea.
I got to scrub our addresses from the internet, dude. they're gonna take Terry hostage. Please don't take Terry and my baby Daisy from me.
Our, what is it called? What's the saying?
Are you ready? Ready for a rim job? That was Kim Petras, by the way.
Life imitates art.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Our first ride video. Do you remember, Cad?
I remember.
I think during Heritage, we should talk about some great moments from the year, Cad. Yeah. Just so in case anyone is dying to know where Are You Ready for a Rim Job came from, it's from Slut Pop Miami by Kim Petras. We posted it on Ride the Pod.
The track list
as a new NARS palette. So NARS, if you're watching,
take notes, girl.
Take notes, my love.
Francois, we know you're listening.
Francois, you're so obsessed, bleep it. I'm saying obsessed a lot today.
I know. You better get that out of your system.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to be hard on you, kid.
Kid. Mary Beth's been staying with me. We are as insane as you would imagine lately. Terry is loving it, though. Do you know what he said yesterday? He goes, it's like I'm living in the podcast.
What a scary thought, though.
But he said it in a way that could have been good or bad.
Yeah. We should sell that. If we're ever down bad, we sell the ride immersive experience, mm-hmm, where we move into your house and we talk like crazy people pretty much sun up to sundown.
And we definitely, like, we fart. I won't totally lie. I mean, Mary Beth and I kind of have, we're pooters.
No comment.
Mary Beth farts and it doesn't smell, I swear to God, but it's loud. Sorry, I'm going to be real during Heritage Month.
Well, it's funny because there's that. There's yet another phrase I'm going to bring up. God, I'm all about pros today.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks her farts don't stink.
Yeah.
Well, thank you the shit. I got reason to.
Thank you the shit. You're not even
a fart. But my farts really don't smell. I think it's because of my I don't want to say diet because I'm not on a diet, but diet as in like what I eat. And
a colloquial sense.
It's in a more colloquial sense.
Yeah, totally.
Part of Ride Heritage Month, as you know, we are doing a huge fundraiser.
Yes.
So everyone should go to transjusticefundingproject.org, donate money, send us a screenshot of the confirmation page and the amount you donated. Those should all go to thisisride1@gmail.com.
Defund Turf Hogwarts.
Defund
Turf Hogwarts. Literally, I will picket at Hogwarts. Take me to London, Ked.
We should do that.
I'm picketing Hogwarts.
We should picket Hogwarts.
At Universal, should we do that?
I'm down. I'm still here for 2 more weeks. So
yeah,
pretty cool. TransJusticeFundingProject.org is a non-charitable trust. So when you donate, it won't be like tax deductible. Mm-hmm. But basically the money goes directly to trans people and other trans funds through grants. So it's a really good way to make sure your money is going directly to the people, because actually, charities, there's a lot of bureaucracy. There's a lot of bureaucratic
absolutely
red tape and things like that. My sister helped us. She does all my like charity research.
Well, of course.
All my
philanthropy. Well, she has a Squarespace.
She has a Squarespace. She does philanthropy.
So I trust her.
She does philanthropy research for me and for the pod and for now the Baronies and in our community. And I really trust her recommendations. She goes through trusted sources, of course. But we're so excited to raise money.
Do good, feel good, and maybe you'll get a little treat for doing it. But if you don't, you still did something good, which how cool is that, Kat?
So cool. And we're going to put all the legal language on social media. So please don't come to us saying we are giving things away illegally because you had a whole to-do on that.
We're not sure. We tried to look it up today because we wanted to like reference it. We wanted to give credit where credit's due, but unfortunately you can't sometimes. So you just got to vibe.
We're going to do it on the Instagram. I want to go back through the episodes and do a dump of all the things we've said we were going to post to Ride the Pod that we haven't, because it's like most things.
Yeah.
We'll be like, oh, we'll post it to Ride the Pod. And it's like, we
there's
don't.
There's 500 posts.
Instead, we post a picture of Nina Drama with a toy gun, which actually we did say we were going to post.
I said we were going to. Yeah.
That's the first time we've ever delivered
great,
on that.
Done.
So we're going to post this tweet when we're able to go use our desktops, because X/Twitter on mobile is like it. No,
I was trying to look up this tweet and I think you have to use like quotes or something to make the whole thing. But then it wasn't finding it. And instead, it just was looking up any drama and some scary stuff was coming up. And I had to run.
You ran. No, you left you. The office.
It's people tweeting. Is this Benny Drama? And it's like an image of like a troll. Like it's the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. It's like a gnome from Central Park. And they're like, this looks a lot like Benny Drama to me. That's all my Twitter is.
That's why I don't log on. Because I can't see people talking about you, Ked.
Heavy as the hat that wears the crown, dude. No, it all hurts my feelings desperately. So that's why I don't have Twitter.
So basically,
it actually makes me not want to make things.
when I log in once a month on Twitter, I check my notifications. And someone had tweeted at us saying we should re-record all the episodes of Obsessed Bleep It with the new podcast and call it Taylor's Version. So in honor of that fabulous idea, which we've had in the locker for quite some time now.
It's a
fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. We are going to do Taylor's Version of the Obsessed episode of Dinosaurs and Interstellar.
Wait, that is so the dinosaurs, if they could talk, when that asteroid is coming in. And then just, are you ready? Ready for a rim job.
No, the dinosaur said, incoming.
Oh, no. This idea, and we picked this episode. We think this is like, if there was Obsessed Heritage, this probably would have been the Obsessed Heritage
episode.
This
sort of put us on the map, I think, as like people had been listening, but then this episode made people go, oh, wow, they're really funny. 18 minutes long. As per usual.
It's a sharp 18 minutes. We listened in the car just to reference the classics. Before you make your own art, you have to like know the classics. Do you understand?
Well, because it's all referential.
Art history. So, oh my God, I love the clothes girls who study art history wear.
The clothes girls?
No, like the girls who study art history, they wear the most fabulous clothes.
Can I tell you what just computed in my mind?
Yeah.
I love the clothes girls who study art history wear.
Perfect. Let's continue. I will speak in riddles.
They study
at some
art
point.
History. Where I was like, is that a minor you can do? Mm-hmm. The girls
who study art history.
No,
wear.
The girls' clothes.
So the girls' clothes themselves. This is one of those things where like it's a test. This is a grammar test where you have to put commas in places. You know what I mean?
And depending and where you the, put it, them is how much trauma you had as a child.
Dude.
Dude.
So we listened to this episode and we were going to memorize it start to finish, but instead we're just going to do it.
We're going to do it live.
Because I've got lots more to say and the same things to say.
Same.
I will be writing for the fact that dinosaurs existed.
Sorry, this is a lot for me.
And that's a fact.
I am going to be writing for the fact that Interstellar exists.
Yeah! Welcome to Taylor's version.
Here we go. Let's get into it.
No one has hair like yours, or mine, or Terry's. 10 seconds into the ad. So why would you settle for mass-produced one-size-fits-all hair care, bitch? Sorry, it sounded like sassy and I liked it.
No, please make it sassy. Put some stank on it.
If they say like using your own words, like I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take the prompt, I'm gonna take the art and make it mine and make it trouble.
Well, we're storytellers.
Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because the formulas are actually made to order for your unique needs. Using natural, sustainably sourced ingredients with proven results, Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements.
What's so fun about Pros is they actually send you the shampoo and other hair care products and it says your name on it. It's just for you.
No, sorry. I could like, that gives me chills. Also, I love that first Pros starts by asking about my hair goals. Like they ask, imagine me at a party walking up to a bunch of people in the kitchen, like talking shit. And I go, what are your hair goals? Hello.
No, I want you question. In a t-shirt that says, ask me about my hair goals.
Their in-depth consultation also asks about you as a person. So they'll be like, what's your sexuality? No, I'm kidding.
What's your body count?
But they do get to know you more, which is great because it makes the products customizable. This is not one size fits all, my loves. Everyone needs different things. Everyone wants different things. And we want you to have the hair that you want. Okay?
That's been our mission when we set out to do Ride, is we want all of our listeners to have the hair that they want.
I would love to see Katy Perry do this quiz.
Me too. Custom made to order hair care with Pros is the key to achieving all your hair goals this year. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 50% off your first subscription order today, plus 15% off and free shipping every subscription order after that. Go to pros.com/ride. That's PROSE.com/ride for your free in-depth hair consultation and 50% off your first subscription order. Thank you, Pros.
Article believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too. Delightful and lovely. Oh, God.
Well, guess what? I'm actually coming to you live right now from a chair I got at Article.
Interior design is your passion.
As you know, interior design is my passion. I do have a studio apartment, so when Article came across my desk, I decided to order these two gorgeous chairs that go perfect with my aesthetic. The thing is, since my apartment's small, I'm going to keep one there, one at my parents' house, and there's cohesion among my spaces. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
People walking into my house, they look at something and I go, Scandi.
It's Scandi.
Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it.
It's so true. And you know what? Their delivery system was very seamless. They unwrapped the furniture for me. I didn't have to assemble these chairs. And then it was just like, boom. It's like they'd always been there. So I highly recommend Article. And guess what? Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/ride. And the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/ride for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Thanks for my chairs, Article.
Sit that dumper on a chair from Article. I love you, kids.
Here we are, Ride Heritage Month. One of our last AG1 ads of season one. You know, we had to do it to them. AG1, taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that is why, you know this, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. For the last 27 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. And it makes me feel strong, nourished, energized, and ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Since I was sent enough AG1 to sink a ship when they first started buying ads with the podcast, I've actually been able to be a fairy AG1 godmother to some friends and family. I've given them my AG1 and they've all signed up. I have a friend in Park Slope who takes it every day, and I know she's taking her travel packs on business trips with her. I have a friend in LA. She loves AG1. She drinks it every day to make her feel energized. And then I even have a friend in London, believe it or not, who drinks AG1. Every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process so you know it's safe. And our ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we at Ride on this podcast have partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/ridepod. That's drinkag1.com/ridepod. Check it out.
Wait, where are we going?
Who cares?
Ride. Do you want to go first?
We were talking about it last night and I started to get a little sick. I have always been obsessed with the fact that dinosaurs existed and I've always loved their vibe, their whole aesthetic. I love the Jurassic World film franchises. I've seen all of them. Deal with it.
Even Dominion?
Of course.
I haven't seen Dominion.
Of course I've seen Dominion. Dominion was kind of two movies that they had to make into one. So I understand like the challenge of that. And I always have fun. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard, like, let's go, girl. Come on. Let's do this thing. And I love when, like, velociraptors are our friends.
Yeah, when they're allies.
Yeah. Terry kind of is one.
Because they see themselves reflected in us. Terry yet?
Oh, yeah. We talked about him living with us.
Yeah. Well, him living with us.
Wait. Oh, my God. No. 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 Freudian slip, my good sis. I'm so tired that I'm like... I'm speaking truth right now.
Whoa, truth to power.
Whoa, truth to power. That felt pretty good, kid. So I just want everyone in their car. I know you're on the way to the post office or something. There's something so vile about the fact that dinosaurs existed. And it fills my bones with, I'm cold. I'm icy to the touch, much like a velociraptor would have been. There's just so many things I've learned like since that episode, not things that I wanted to know, but the fact that we are closer is, can you say this fact? I actually can't speak it out loud.
After the episode came out, my loving boyfriend, Edward, he said to me, did you know that we are closer in like Earth's history to, I think, T-Rexes than like velociraptors and T-Rexes.
Dude,
let's say, I'm just using them as an example. It's like X and Y. Velociraptors existed, 800 million years went by, and then T-Rexes existed. And then like 66 million years went by, and then there were humans.
And T-Rexes existed in Hollywood.
They lived in Hollywood.
They were in Western North America.
They had to deal with the drought.
We got like, we had the apex predator, which last night, what did I say to you?
Such a cool term.
Such a cool term. Sometimes terms just stand out at you. An apex predator, you've got my attention, kid. That was cool. And I love in Jurassic Park where they're like, there can only be one apex predator. It's so cool. They were here.
They were here.
Like, that's my thing. It's like, they were here. And that's what, it's really hard to just, if you take a second, just sit in it, dissociate for a second and think the fact that like, they were roaming this earth. That is so crazy. They actually existed. They're not made up like dragons.
No, they're not made up. But I feel like dragons, like if T-Rexes had a bit more time, they could have gotten there. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. No, exactly. I found out something yesterday that just fucking shook me to my core. Mammals, because of dinosaurs, mammals, we think all of this is kind of like, it's a little tricky because, you know, we're just going with the bones. The bones are good, but they're not telling us everything. Mammals started to live shorter lives. It was all about just having as many as possible because they would be taken out so quickly by dinosaurs. So we live shorter lives because of these bastard dinosaurs who actually are really cool.
They're really cool.
It's unbelievable. Apparently the T-Rexes, there's a lot of like theories as to why T-Rexes still have the tiny hands. One article called them puny, which I'm like, that's
don't say that
up.
Don't let T-Rex hear you say that.
No, exactly. The dinosaurs, the little hands, some scientists think that those hands were just like an evolutionary thing that they were trying to get rid of because they didn't need them.
So they would have just, if they had a few more million years,
give them a couple more million years, they're gone.
Dragons, they're gone. No hands.
No hands and little wings.
Since I have a galaxy brain and I'm really open about that, people will DM me and sometimes send me things that are like truly devastating to know, like facts and stuff. But like, I'm glad and happier to have known them. So please don't stop doing that. But someone,
please don't stop the music.
Please don't stop the music. But someone sent me this on Instagram. They said, sharks are older than Saturn's rings. Sharks are older than Saturn's rings.
And just while we're at it, sharks are older than flowers.
Yeah, we did more research last night. Sharks are older than flowers.
Because this
they're
is
older
a science
than trees.
Episode. I will say, when we did this episode on Bleep It, that I've never gotten more texts of like facts after. So I brought some facts today. I just chill with them though.
I know sharks aren't dinosaurs, but well, also, yeah, don't give us more than we can handle. Okay. Mm-mm. And you should know what those limits are. Mm-hmm. Sharks aren't even dinosaurs, but they kind of are. And like, so are like lizards.
They're
kind
of dinosaur bounding.
They really are. They no, they're like dinosaurs are like, my culture is not your costume.
No, exactly. They're like, that's actually like fucked up, dude.
That's appropriative.
Dude, what? Are you serious right now, dude? Sharks lived through her.
Oh, the blast.
The blast.
Along with, as we said on Obsessed, cockroaches Shen Yun. And
Shen Yun. Yeah. The billboards of Shen Yun. Sharks were so deep in the sea, they think. That's why they weren't extinct.
Did you know some people, and this theory has been disproven, but thought that octopi were aliens that came down on a comet from another planet and landed in the ocean and then just like thrived. It's not true, but wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I'm actually into that.
Because people are always saying like, we don't know if there's aliens and stuff. But if you told me an octopus was from another planet, I would totally buy that.
My octopus teacher was one of those films that kind of ruined my life. Have you ever had something like that?
Well, let's talk about that.
Because finding out that octopi only live 1 year, that like ruined me. I don't know why. I was just like, this is so sad. And then she dies after she like gives birth. And so I don't know. Sorry to like, you know, big spoiler alert on my octopus teacher.
Oh my God. Can we talk about spoilers for a second? Speaking of Obsessed.
Yeah.
Can you all calm down, please? Dude.
Oh, wait. Oh my God. Kim Kardashian West was outside in her costume. I didn't like take those photos myself. To be clear, I'm not the paps. I am not the paparazzi.
Paparazzi would have survived the blast though.
Oh, totally. Well, you know what? And if we ruined American Horror Story, then I guess we ruined it. So, dinos. We think maybe some of them had fur. That like is just, that doesn't sit with me.
There was like a Planet Earth type program that had a lot of animated, really well done dinosaur like interactions and stuff. I'm guessing it's all theory. And
it was
like,
too much for me.
Yeah, it seemed like we're making a lot of assumptions, like 6.023 times 10 to the 23rd, which I have a huge problem with. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much of science is just based on theory.
Oh, and dude, don't bring up pi right now.
No. Oh, no, I would never do that. I would never do that. While we're talking about science, though, I feel like Einstein has like all the clout, but like Isaac Newton did a lot.
Oh, definitely.
My big platform for this year is that Sir Isaac Newton should have more clout.
Oh, and my big platform is when I watched Oppenheimer, I was like, what is Sir Albert Einstein doing here? He lived in 1802. I literally was like, he lived in 1802.
It was a jump scare.
It was a jump scare. I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, way to take me out of it, Christopher Nolan. This is so not your
vibe. Creative liberties.
Exactly. Speaking of Christopher Nolan.
Oh my God.
Something huge is coming in a second. Not as huge as the asteroid that took out the dinosaurs, though. I would have loved to learn more about this in school. And now it's fun to learn as an adult. You can learn as an adult. But the blast, I think in my head, it just completely wiped out everything. But instead, it was like over time, it was like
vegetation
was destroyed. The earth was like literally darkness, which is so crazy. And just like,
and from the ashes, we rose to then destroy the planet again.
The claw.
Humans are the next blast. Mm-hmm. We are. We're going to end it all. And the world will be in darkness. And guess who's going to go to space and try to save us? Matthew McConaughey. Take the journey online. Mm-hmm. Find out things you want to know about dinosaurs. find out some things you probably didn't want to know, and just enjoy that knowledge, because dinosaurs are so fantastical to me. Dinosaurs are sort of
very
like
whimsy.
Aliens.
They're yeah, very whimsy.
There's a lot of whimsy.
I think
but
it
they
does.
Had like, they had hearts too.
If you think about it, they did have hearts. They had relationships. They did. They had mates and stuff and kids. They had families. I'm serious. Don't laugh. It's very serious.
They had podcasts.
They had podcasts. They definitely had podcasts. It's crazy. And I still need to go to the Creationist Museum. I believe it's in Ohio.
We'll go.
Yeah. Who believe that like
Baroni field trip
that like Adam and Eve would have been with the dinosaurs, which I just that's so.
That's us.
That's us in a lot of ways. I love that.
What's sad to me, and one day I will ride for monkeys on film, because mm-hmm. I think the way that we use monkeys in film is like incredible. It's like we yeah. train them to be actors.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
No, I know.
But if there were dinosaurs, I know that we'd be whoring them out in film.
Ugh.
It breaks my heart, but hey, they'd be making money. Capitalism.
Agreed. I mean, hey, they'd be working. I'm just happy I'm working right now, honestly. that's dinosaurs. I mean, I'm just happy to be booked. It's hard. I mean, it's like, it's such a difficult industry. I feel fortunate to be working. Huh. Also, there's going to be a new Jurassic World, and I know who the paleontologist should be. What the hell?
A gay guy and a bi girl?
What the hell? Seeing the bones? What the hell?
What is that?
As I'm singing, are you ready? Ready for a rim job. I wonder what dinosaur sex looked like. I haven't looked that up.
I'm sure there's porn for
it. Don't wait. You guys, do not tell that name to Kim Petras. Do not. Do not let Kim Petras hear that last minute.
Dino porn?
Dinosaur sex.
Dinosaur sex.
That is like, sorry.
Well, it's dinosaur sex and then dino porn, the reprise.
Oh, totally. Dino porn. Wait, I would vibe to dino porn. This dino porn.
Wait, I picture
that dino porn.
I picture paleontologists with headphones on using the like metal detectors you see people with on the beach, but they're mm-hmm. looking for bones and it like beeps when there's bones. Mm-hmm. And we could be a gay guy and a bi girl paleontologist listening to Are You Ready?
Ready for a rim job. Our little outfits that we'd wear would be so cute.
Sunscreen.
Of plots.
Sunscreen.
Totally sunscreen. Sun hats even. Yeah, I just can't believe they actually existed. Like, you guys, it really happened.
So that happened.
Something not so chill happened last night.
The comet. So I did a thing.
Literally. Wiping out an entire species. It's a bad idea, right?
That was a bad idea. When will the next one come? Please, guys, please do.
When are you coming? It's really crazy because I thought about that too. I'm like, this is insane that I'm reading a Wikipedia article about this and that this all exists and dinosaurs also existed. And I'm walking where T-Rexes were strutting. That's
well,
scary
imagine
to me.
Finding...
You know what? And to all the T-Rexes that strutted before me, thank you. You've paved a lot of ways for me. You've paved a lot of roads for me. Thank you.
Imagine finding the first like T-Rex skeleton, the first paleontologist, whenever that was.
Can I say something horrible to you?
What?
George Washington didn't know that dinosaurs existed. Yeah. It was after. Are you ready?
Ready for a rim job.
I wonder if George Washington knew about rim jobs. When did rim jobs come into the
fold? I have a feeling he did. After he sailed the Delaware River or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, there's only one thing to make you warm after a journey like that.
I got lobster in my teeth.
Oh, my God. Dino. Dino porn. Maybe that's the clip. We've been asked to find 10 minutes to submit for us to, like, win a fucking award. God forbid.
Not even to win, just to be nominated.
Oh, God. Shit. And it's like, maybe that's the clip.
Yeah, because we're not actually here to win. That's my new outlook.
Here to make friends.
No, we are. We're here to make friends. We're not here to win.
We're here to make a community.
Imagine if that was the pathos instead of the opposite. How much better the world could be.
Listening to our podcast and thinking that it's about awards is amazing to me. That in any way. No, we're just building an army of freaks. You and what army? It's all me and my girls. Incoming. Incoming. The dinosaurs. Incoming. Yeah, dinosaurs, you've got me by the balls and you always have. And it's just so scary. Like, it's so insane that they were here. It's like if I really just get into my body and think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
So crazy. How incredible.
I would say it's parallel to how some people feel about the ocean. And then again, another parallel, a third parallel is how some people feel about space.
Hello, my loves. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Okay, this does happen to me. Sometimes I see a lot of hair in my pillow. And I personally don't like hair shedding. Like, I want this thick as ever, but it is a preference. So, just so you know. Since having kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Has menopause impacted your hormones and your hairline? When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted, whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. So far, I've heard very good things from my friends.
Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth does not cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as things like plant-based diets. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code RIDE.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hair stylists, including me, recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code RIDE. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code RIDE.
I know Jenny, the TMI hairstylist, is recommending this to all her girls.
Everyone who sits in her chair, are you kidding? She whips out a bottle. Hey, she wants her girls to have whatever hair they desire. And if it's thick, juicy, healthy hair, well, Nutrafol.
Here you go.
Here you go.
We love you. Thanks, Nutrafol. And you know what? This is a very hair-based episode. I hope everyone's loving their hair today.
I've had enough. This is my prayer that I'll die living just as free as my hair. Thank you, Nutrafol.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.
Oh my God, to do a Squarespace ad is one thing, but to do it alone, it's a totally different thing, kid. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs, like all my girls, to stand out and succeed online. Imagine standing out and succeeding online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. From products to content to time. All at one place, all on your terms. If I see a site and it's sexy and easy to use, it's Squarespace. I mean, come on. And with Squarespace, you can easily sell custom merch, you can have your online store, you can have an asset library. I mean, come on. Email campaigns. Oh my God, I would love to receive emails from any of my girls, please. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ride to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. 10% off your first website. Like, I remember my first Squarespace like it was yesterday. So Squarespace, thank you so, so much for partnering with us. You've really got us by the balls and we just totally love you. So again, head to squarespace.com/ride to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain using code RIDE. Squarespace, we fucking love you, kid. No, but seriously, it's such a fabulous way to have a gorgeous website and it really doesn't take that much. Honestly, they made it so easy. It's like dizzying.
So, you brought up Oppenheimer.
Yes, I did.
Here's what I love. One thing I love is when artists make music, Charlie XCX, mm-hmm. when directors make movies.
Big directors make big movies.
I'm talking high concept, high budget, special effects. I want the whole deal. I want a freaking blockbuster with heart and that makes you think.
Can I say something?
Of course.
Movies are back.
Movies are so back. That's what everyone's saying. You know what I say to that? When were they not?
Where did they go?
I don't remember them ever. Because
I slapped that person across the face. Where'd they go?
Because we got Inception, Interstellar, Tenet, and Oppenheimer mm-hmm. in not that long of a span. So my question anywhere. To you is, where did they go?
Where have you been?
I guess you haven't been paying attention.
Where have you been? Oh, now that the popcorn buckets are special. Now that the popcorn buckets are limited edition, you show up to the movie theaters. Some of us have been here forever. Some of us have been stubsing forever.
For a really long time. Christopher Nolan sat down. He went into the president of Disney and he said, I want to make history.
I want to make history. I want to make trouble.
And I want to make art.
Where's, oh no, she's not in it.
Who?
Emma Stone. Anne Hathaway. I thought Anne Hathaway was Cruella for one split second.
Whoa.
Isn't that a different multiverse?
You need to sleep more.
Tell me right now that Anne Hathaway also hasn't played Cruella in a different multiverse.
Well, the big message of Interstellar is that anything that can happen will happen, which means that in one of the universes, Anne Hathaway played Cruella.
Which we already taught them via Murphy's Law with the corn. Because I asked, do you think anyone's ever stuffed corn up their ass?
And you said Murphy's Law. So there you go. And that's kind of what the point was of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
God.
Interstellar is a movie set in a dystopian near future where we can't really grow crops on Earth anymore. We can only grow corn.
Carhartt still exists.
Carhartt is still thriving, mm-hmm. as is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And he is some kind of scientist slash pilot.
I would say ex of both.
Yeah.
You know, he's retired.
He's mostly a dad, I would say. Mm-hmm. He defines himself as a dad.
Yeah.
And he has two kids played by Timothy Chalamet and a CGI younger version of Jessica Chastain.
Of course. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Well, it is Disney.
It's Disney. Matthew McConaughey essentially answers the call to go to space and try to find another planet in the galaxy where we can establish a new society.
This call is so crazy. It comes via a little plane droid.
Like a
thing.
Drone droid yeah. that crashes in the cornfields. And then he figures out where it came from and he finds the secret like NASA headquarters.
Talk about corn.
I know. It's all my favorite things.
It's a lot. Love.
Corn.
Whoa. Is huge in Interstellar.
It's huge.
It's all they have. It's just cornfields. But maybe the corn's rotting. I don't exactly know.
They have to burn the crops a lot.
It's America, and it's clearly like a dust bowl.
Yeah, it is a dust bowl. You have to have the plates upside down on the table because otherwise dust will come in through the windows.
God.
And it's making everyone's lungs kind of not function correctly. Mm-hmm. He goes up to space with Anne Hathaway and a ragtag team of other scientists.
Sign me up.
They have to go through a black hole to get to these new planets that they think might be habitable.
Three scientists were sent to these places, these planets, to see if they could sustain life. And they only got transmission back from two. But because of how time works in the time continuum mm-hmm. within the black hole, you could be gone for 20 years and only be on a planet for like 5 minutes.
What you perceive as 5 minutes. God. They go to these planets and they want to try to stop by all three just to see what's up. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, because of the black hole and the way time works up there, they don't have time to get to all three. And mm-hmm. they have to make a decision because the first planet they go to, it turns out actually not inhabitable. But mm-hmm. they didn't know that because of the time continuum, because yeah. the time moved differently for them.
Mm-hmm.
The people that stay on the spaceship, they age a lot. When our astronauts are down with TARS, who is this robot? Oh. Who's a little sassy little robot.
Oh yeah, he's a little bottom.
I love
he's a little
TARS.
Sassy bottom.
They
TARS
have to turn
so
down
fun.
His humor or something at one point because he's too
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey didn't like him getting all the funny lines.
Exactly. He was pissed.
He was really mad.
Well, he's a show queen, his book.
Oh, also you should know that Murph, the daughter, does not want Matthew McConaughey to leave.
No.
She's like, please don't go. Because then she's like, and they
now
don't have a mom.
Would be a good time for you to come home.
Now would be a really good time for you to come home. Mm-hmm. She also goes into science. She works with Michael Caine and Topher Grace.
A dream. Again, sign me up.
Again, like that is enough to get me to enroll.
Yeah, I'm in.
I don't want to get too much into the plot. You have to watch the movie if you
this
want the
one,
plot.
This one is like you have to watch it. But
it's
there's
not
this,
even spoilers. It just is complex.
The scene happens where after he's been on a planet with Anne Hathaway and it's non-inhabitable, they go back to the ship and I think 25 years had passed and to turn on the TV and you see that your daughter has grown up to be Jessica Chastain, I would have gone, oh, that's Jessica Chastain.
We got to get back.
My daughter's Jessica Chastain.
We have to get back.
I mean, how
right
cool
now.
Is for him? He must have been so happy. It's a great scene. It's a really beautiful scene where it shows like that his kids have left him messages all this time and he's doing it for the greater good of Earth. Whoa, I just thought of the ending.
I know.
My
I
body,
know. I know.
I'm like going
you're
to
ascending
anaphylactic
right now.
Shock.
After that, he's like, okay, now more than ever, we have to figure this out. Like, yeah. we have to find the planet and set up new life. They have two choices. They have this argument about which planet to go to. Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway has a vested interest in this one planet mm-hmm. that they're not getting pings from anymore because the scientist that went there is someone that she is in love with. Mm-hmm. And I have chills talking about this. Yeah. And basically, Matthew McConaughey is like, you're letting your emotions cloud your scientific judgment. We don't have time to go to both planets.
So us, coded.
So us. And he says, like, what's drawing you to this planet? Like, why do you think this is where we should go? And the point of the story comes across in this moment, which is that love is the most powerful thing in the universe. He argues that love is a social utility. And she says, well, we love people after they die. Where's the social utility in that? Mm-hmm. Which is this really powerful
with
line.
With a pixie cut on.
With a pixie cut. And now I have chills. They go to the planet that they think is inhabitable. Matt Damon's there.
Fashion darling.
Fashion darling, Matt Damon.
Yes.
My best joke I ever told was that he filmed this and The Martian in the same year because his agents were like, well, you're already up there. We'll just have you knock them both out.
Yeah.
Great directors.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
If we're going to send you all the way there,
yeah,
you might as well do
your extended stay housing. It is just going to work. It's going to transfer. It's so easy. Yeah.
So
you've already made a home.
I don't want to tell you the rest because there's some twists here. Oh my God, the twists. Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking of the twists.
I could like actually start.
Dude, a lot of people say this movie doesn't make sense. I would argue if you watch it 100 times, it will make sense. No, I'm joking. It's more like 3 or 4 times.
I'm on 4 and I could write it at this point.
Thank
I get
you
all
for
the science.
Saying that.
I watched it silently. The guy next to me on a plane was watching it and I was kind of in and out of a nap and I got like some of my favorite scenes in and I could just watch it. I knew exactly what they were saying. I know the plot now. I really get wormholes in a way that I don't think people expected me to. But I get it.
You get it now.
Nice try, Christopher Nolan. You tried to get me. Good luck. There was a Peloton instructor who during a class was like, do you guys see Tenet? Can't get those 2.5 hours back of my life. Christopher Nolan was riding in the class. I would like to think one day he's in his car and one of his kids is like, I got to put on this podcast. And they put on here. Here's this one. Oh. Christopher, if you're listening. Show this to Paul Mezcal.
Please.
Please.
We love you.
Play this episode for Paul Mezcal.
We're such fans. And just because you don't understand something the first time you see it doesn't mean it's not good. I think that's my big critique of a lot of like movie
seeing
critics.
Seeing is believing.
And believing is seeing. And sometimes you have to watch something a few times. There was a stretch of time for me where I watched this movie every day for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then I started going to therapy. So it kind of showed me that I needed to look inward. I was looking out and I needed to look in, but I still watch it all the time. I love this movie so much. And I think it just says a lot about humans. It says a lot about love.
How many times have you seen it, do you think?
Probably like 70.
Truly? You've seen this film 70 times?
I've seen it a lot.
It's 2.5
Sometimes I skip
hours.
Around though. I'll start it when they're at the Wave Planet and then I'll shut, because movies can start and end whenever you want them to. Yeah. And that's a big platform.
Oh, now I
want to
watch it tonight. It's either that or Hitch.
Whoa. All right. We got a big choice ahead of us.
I know we do. Just like they did.
Just like they did. They had a choice. And I'm not going to say what happens. But if you sit down and watch this movie, just keep in mind anything that can happen will happen.
The last scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just imagining Anne Hathaway arriving to a planet and we're there and we've made a sign that says no homophobia. No transphobia, no Islamophobia. You know what I mean?
No it's xenophobia.
Like, no xenophobia. No, and it's, she's like, how did they make this?
How did they get here?
And it's us in our hut covered in the finest
And we have
furs.
William Sonoma hot cocoa.
Totally. Oh, hey, girl.
Oh, hey, we were waiting
you got
for you.
You got our ping? Oh, that's Terry when he's left us for one whole day by ourselves. He comes home and we're in pellets.
We've gone feral.
There's a cat.
Yeah. Should we end Ride or Die?
Oh, I wish we could have our own world with all the Baronies, Cad. Heritage.
You know what you are, Benny?
A f*** it.
Your word's not mine. Babe, you're my ride or die.
Ride or die. I ride for Interstellar so hard. Obviously, it's on Terry's list of 4 movies that if we watch, he's happy. And it really is the most unbelievable film. I have something to brag about, and I don't want you to get mad, but I have a big brag.
Tell me.
I saw it at the Air and Space Museum in D.C. when it came out. It was unbelievable on their IMAX screen.
Why were you in D.C.?
I was in college when it came out.
You were getting railed on the Senate floor.
I was getting railed on the Senate floor.
And I do want to say, just in case anybody doesn't go back and listen to the old version that we don't have the rights to the masters to. Timothée Chalamet did say in an interview that he cried after he saw Interstellar because he thought he would be in it more.
Me and Curb. No, I'm like, I thought it was a main character in Curb. Also, thank you to everyone who watched Me and Curb. That was really sweet. Your messages were so sweet. That was really fun. Larry, love you, Kat.
So proud of you, Kat.
Hey, stop. Don't. I can't do that right now. Don't do that. I ride for this film. It's such an important watch. If you haven't seen it, please, dude, come on.
You have to watch it.
I think Christopher Nolan's a genius, and it's like a big movie by a guy who just loves making big movies. It's ballsy to make this film? And obviously, like, a bunch of scientists want to be like, well, this couldn't happen. It's like, you know what? Maybe it's a movie.
Maybe it's a movie. Think about that? And maybe a lot of science is based on theory. So maybe you should actually look in the mirror and then you can step to me and my man, Christopher Nolan.
It's really, you want to talk about immaculate science? The mosquitoes in Jurassic Park. That is an unbelievable, what a great way. They said it's like through the blood, isn't it? From a mosquito is how then they made dinosaurs. They brought them back to Earth.
Hey, I'll believe anything.
It's some, whatever the science was in Jurassic Park, it seemed above board to me.
So we're using mosquitoes for good now. As we know, they're the number one killer of humans it's in the animal kingdom.
It's about time they did one thing good.
I ride for dinosaurs. I always have and I always will. I think
you would have ridden on them too.
I certainly would have. Mm-hmm. Joan of Arc. Joan of
she
Arc.
She did. Yeah, Joan of Arc did.
She did.
So did Albert Einstein.
What's crazy is Joan of Arc didn't know about dinosaurs. That makes me really sad.
I wonder if Amelia Earhart did.
We'll look into it.
By the way, Amelia, where are you, girl?
We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Amelia, literally, the seat is open, my darling girl. Come see us. Come have a freaking...
Land your plane on the Paramount lot.
Truly, and come see your girls.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
I really do. Dinosaurs are sort of always in the back of my mind. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never not thinking about dinosaurs. I'm never not thinking about Interstellar. And that's why it's so important we bring this episode to the Baronies who listen to Ride, because you should have listened to all of Obsessed, especially when we took those 2 weeks off. You could have gone back and done your homework, but it's fine. Look, it's fine. God I'm not forbid. Mad about it. But it's just good to know that they have all the information now.
How can we move forward if we don't know where we've come from? Future nostalgia.
That's from Hitch.
Exactly.
Thanks, Baronies. We hope you're having a great Ride Heritage Month.
You know what else is in Hitch?
What?
Love is the most powerful thing in the universe. Look what it did to the dinosaurs. Oh, my exit.
Benny, babe, eyes on the road. Benny, look out!
Ride, ride, ride.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.